know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Riding is a passion passed down through generations. Tim's Harley Davidson knows about generations of passion, and they'll show you open road freedom. Climb on your dream bike, twist the throttle, and hear that iconic rumble. It's 2019 model season, so there's a ton of new and pre-loved bikes. Plus, Tim's has a team of friendly experts to make your experience as smooth as fresh pavement. Dare to find your passion. Ride into freedom. Go see South Carolina's oldest dealer, Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Hey, sports fans, football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Hi folks, Quawk here. Tell you about our friends at Harry's.com. You know about the Harry's shave that is the best on the market. It's close, it's smooth, it's comfortable. I've been using Harry's for years and I'm never going back. The founders were tired of paying up for overpriced razors like behind drugstore cases, so they fixed that by offering a simpler option. An exceptional quality shave at a fair price. For just $2 for every replacement cartridge, less than half the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield, you too can enjoy a Harry's shave. Plus, they're offering a 100% quality guarantee and there's no subscription required. For a limited time only, Harry's got a special offer just for you. Get $5 off a shave set from Harry's with the code OOB at Harry's.com. That means a trial set that comes with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover can be yours for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code OOB at Harry's.com. Again, that's Harry's.com. Don't forget that code OOB.
Tip Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Yeah, it's as I thought at the start of the schedule. It is the website finally cooperated. It is Clemson at Duke, and that is Saturday, January 5th. And then it's Clemson at Syracuse, January 9th at 8 p.m. And then Virginia at Clemson on Saturday, January 12th. And Georgia Tech at Clemson on Wednesday, January 16th. And then Clemson at Florida State on Tuesday, January 22nd. So that is the start that I believed it was off the top of my head. And that start on paper is incredibly difficult. But in reality, it may actually prove to Clemson's advantage. I think it will. I think Clemson will go into Duke and beat Duke in game one. The game at Syracuse, I'm a little less sure of right now. I I can see that going either way. I think Clemson can beat Virginia at home. If you're 2-1 after those first three games, you're right where you want to be. You're right where you want to be in terms of perhaps taking total control of the ACC. Now, obviously, North Carolina is not involved in this part of the schedule, but I'm talking about turning what looks like a disadvantage to your favor, and that's what Brad Brownell is going to try and impress on his guys. That, in a way, I sort of like it. I mean, why give Duke's young players a chance to grow up? Take them out in game one. Take them out in game one. Well, they're still inexperienced while they've played nothing but a fluff schedule. You know, I think it's a great opportunity. I know it wasn't meant that way, but I think it's a great opportunity. And I think Clemson's going to take advantage of it. Look, I'm a big believer in this basketball team. I'm a big believer in their depth. I'm a big believer in their seniority. I'm a big believer in their backcourt. I'm a big believer in their coach. As I've expressed forever, it's a 25-10 team that basically brings back all of their key components, except one, DeVoe. And so, and I think Clemson has about four guys who will combine to fill that role. It may be different guys on different nights. But I am incredibly jacked up about this basketball season. I think Clemson is not just an NCAA tournament team. I think they're one of the favorites. That's right. I think Clemson is one of the favorites. And I think the ACC is loaded. I think this is Duke's best freshman team. I think that North Carolina is going to be very, very good, and that North Carolina has two really good freshmen who play more like experienced guys. I think that Virginia is obviously going to be very good. Virginia Tech's going to be pretty good. Syracuse is going to be very good. So those are the teams that are going to compete at the top of the ACC. But Clemson can play with any of those teams. And when I say play with, I mean beat. In a way, I'm curious what Virginia's going to look like. Virginia's off of the most embarrassing loss in NCAA basketball history. Are they still buying in to what Bennett is preaching? Ryan and Greer says, well, I get the experience backcourt and your love for Brownell, but where's the depth? And they were 9-7 without Grantham last year. They learned to play without him. I'm not the slightest bit worried about not having Dante Grantham because the team learned to play without him. And this team came back and nearly caught Kansas in the NCAA tournament. And I think the depth is better on this team. Better. I think they have a lot of guys that can play. The last thing I was concerned about, my last little bit of info I wanted was the David Skara knowledge. And I made it clear. I spoke to Coach Brownell about that. I said it on the show. I wanted to hear that. When the David Skara news was announced, I thought it was enormous. Because he's the team's most versatile defensive player. He can guard 1-4. He can guard multiple positions. Late in the year last year, he's on the perimeter guarding point guards. And he's a better athlete than people think. And he's also actually a more competent offensive player than people think. He just missed the first 9 games last year, and he never really got into the offensive chemistry. Then sort of late in the year, he went through a little stretch where he was scoring better. Look, I don't need David Skara to score 20 points. What I need for David Skara to do is give me 8-10 points and intense defense on anybody I sick him on. But trust me, when Brad Brownell was concerned about the loss of DeVoe, I think it's important to realize he wasn't just concerned about the loss of DeVoe, the shooter. He talked about the loss of a mature, physical, defensive wing. You need those guys. That's why these freshman teams, these teams like Duke and North and Kentucky, they don't win. Because they're not physical enough defensively. You need mature players to guard. And David Skara gives you that. So it's enormous. It's absolutely enormous. I really believe this. I think the schedule looks brutal. I think Clemson will turn it to their advantage. And if I'm right, this season's going to get really interesting. Clemson has the chance to win the regular season ACC and the conference tournament. Remember I said it. It'll be a test later. For all those people who thought Florida State and Miami and Texas should be ranked. Before we get going, let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's something for absolutely everybody. That's Urban Nirvana. Look, no one does it better. I mean, this is who they are. Go see them. You'll find all the Rees there. Reborn, refreshed, rejuvenated. You know, there's even a prenatal massage that can be performed in any trimester. We've had couples write us, just swear by it. That's who Urban Nirvana is. There's also the salon, where they employ the top stylists in the South. You want a new look? Get to Urban Nirvana. You can find it all. Listen, if no one's given you the gift of Urban Nirvana, give it to yourself. But think about the people who do things for you. I don't know who they are. And massages aren't just for ladies anymore, fellas. But let's say it's your wife or your girlfriend or your mother. Let's say, you know, they help with tailgate preparations or just because. You don't need a special occasion for Urban Nirvana. Go to urbannirvana.com. Print them out right off the website, and you're good to go. Okay, Ramona, there always has to be one of these. If Clemson's players were any good, they'd gone pro by now. I guess you missed Kentucky and Duke, huh? They went pro. Were they any good? Experience matters in basketball. Having experienced guards matters more than any other ingredient. Shabazz Napier stuck around at UConn. Stick around, my friend. You will find out. You will find out. Lots to get to. I want to touch on several different things. First of all, we have a football game coming up. And, Ramona, I am actually going to offer a pick on that game. So, give me the Road Rage pick music.
Never fear, degenerates. The pick segment has arrived. Walt once again will slaughter Las Vegas, and you are the beneficiaries. Money, 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 money. For entertainment purposes only, of course. Walt's Picks on Road Rage. We are WCCP. 105.5 The Roar.
One pick tonight. I'm taking Boston College. I should have given it out earlier because I could have added it 4.5. Now it's 6. I'm still giving it out. I think BC is better. I think BC is the second best team in this league right now. I've thought so since the end of last year, and I've seen nothing to change my mind. I know BC hasn't been tested yet. That'll come tonight, but I just think they're better than Wake. I think they have more answers. I think they're more physical. I think they'll wear Wake down. I really like this Boston College team a lot, and I don't think people yet understand how good they are. I think Boston College will win this game comfortably. This series has been close, but I think that the young quarterback will encounter some struggles tonight, and I think Boston College is going to win this game 34-20. 41-20, something of that nature. I just think they're the better team. So I will take Boston College and lay those points tonight. All right, let's get back to this conversation. Several things I want to get to. One, and where to go? Let me do it a different way. I was sent this. Do you have Auburn's schedule, Ramona? 2018
yes.
Schedule. This, Matt sent me this earlier, and he asked for my thoughts on it. Paul Feinbaum tweeted, here's how the college football blue bloods would fare if they played Auburn's 2018 schedule, according to Peter Burns of ESPN. No offense. I don't have any idea who Peter Burns is. I'm sorry. I don't even know who he is. And I'm sure he's a wonderful human being. Having said that, I'm not sure he knows anything about football. But this is what he put out. Notable teams' records if they played Auburn's schedule, according to Peter Burns. Ohio State would be 11-1 if they played Auburn's schedule. Oklahoma 9-3. Clemson 9-3. Penn State 9-3. I'll already take exception to that because that basically means that Clemson and Penn State are on the same level. And if you think that, you're stupid. I'm sorry. If you think Clemson and Penn State are on the same level, you're ignorant. I mean, Penn State just beat App by one. If you watch the Pitt game, you would know that's the strangest game I've ever seen. I'll get to that in a minute. Michigan 7-5, Notre Dame 7-5, Miami 6-6, Texas 5-7, Florida State 4-8. Florida State's going to be 4-8 with their schedule. They don't need Auburn's schedule. Florida State's going to be 4-8 with their own schedule. Give me Auburn's schedule, Ramona. Let me take a look at this.
Okay, their next game is home to Arkansas. Home.
Their next game is LSU.
Oh, I didn't see that because of the time there. Okay, yeah, LSU, sorry.
All right. And that's a home game. Yeah. All right, so just playing along, Clemson would win that game.
Okay.
Because they have Clemson at 9-3 and Penn State at 9-3 playing Auburn's schedule. So we're going to take a look at it.
Okay, the next game is Arkansas at home.
Okay, Clemson win that game.
Southern Miss at home.
That's three.
Then they go to Mississippi State.
That's four.
Then they have Tennessee at home.
That's five.
And then they go to Ole Miss.
Six.
And then they have Texas A&M.
Seven.
Then they have Georgia. They go to Georgia.
They're at Georgia?
Yes.
All right, let's call it a loss.
Okay, and then they have Liberty.
Okay.
And then they're at Alabama.
Okay. And so maybe you call that a loss. You know, and so with Auburn's schedule, which is one of the more difficult schedules in the country because their three toughest games are on the road, every team would struggle in that regard. Alabama lost at Auburn last year. I don't know why this is news. I honestly don't. Listen, here's the thing. When you're a great team and you're playing at home, you ought to win, period. I've said this a million times. So if you want to tell me that Clemson could lose at Georgia and at Alabama, sure they could. You know who else could? Everybody. Now, if you want to send Georgia or Alabama to Clemson, I'm taking Clemson. So it's as simple as where the games were played. Again, Alabama went to Auburn last year. They got whacked. So when Auburn goes to Alabama, they'll probably lose. Yeah. But I would not take Mississippi State against Clemson. And so my answer to that is Clemson would be 10-2 with that schedule. But that schedule is why Auburn's not a top three or four team. And here's the thing. Alabama with that schedule would have the same record. If Alabama had to play, you know, if Alabama had to play at Auburn and Alabama had to play at Georgia, they're not winning those games either. And I would take Clemson above Oklahoma still. And, you know, they have Ohio State at 11-1. Look, Ohio State's hyper-talented. But then you're saying Ohio State's going to go to Georgia or Alabama and win. I'm not taking Ohio State at Georgia or Alabama. So I think fundamentally, it's like a stupid, misleading exercise. It's almost like an internet troll of sorts. And the notion that Clemson would be 9-3, I think that's why it was designed, quite honestly. I think that again, I don't know who Peter Burns is. No idea. But I think that's why it was designed. So I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think some of it is just face value stuff. And then some of it is a troll. But again, if you think Clemson and Penn State are on the same level, you're delusional. You're totally delusional. Walt Deptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We'll be back.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Don't miss the Honda clearance event at Hendrick Honda Easley. The Tiger season's underway, and there's nothing better than pulling up to the party in a brand new Honda. 2018 models are on clearance, and now's the time to buy. Experience Honda sensing with lane and brake mitigation and adaptive stop-and-go cruise control. Have you seen the Honda backup camera with 3 different views? Honda's all about safety, style, and technology. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
There's no one like you, and this fall, Pandora Jewelry lets you show that to the world with over 150 rings to choose from. Crafted from sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 14-karat gold, every hand-finished ring lets you play with possibility. Stack rings for impact, or wear single rings for every finger. Shop the newest rings from Pandora Jewelry now, and do see the wonderful. Pandora available at Turner's Jewelers at the Applewood Center Place. Visit us online at turnersjewelers.com. Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at localq.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
You know I don't play that.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
While there is
just asking.
Hey, let me tell you about My Garage. Family owned and operated. They'll make sure you're treated as such. They serve the entire upstate of South Carolina. Parents, you can feel at ease with your children away from home that they're dealing with a well-oiled machine. And that's what you'll get at My Garage. Their team has over 100 years combined experience in the automotive repair industry and specializes in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative, scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating, and more. Trust me, Lester and Roxanna and their whole team, brilliant. Yet, go see them. My Garage is well known for their work on the exotics. Chances are, if you own a Mercedes, a BMW, Land Rover, Porsche, Infiniti, you're probably already going there. But here's the thing. Lester wants you to know, they work on every make and model of vehicle. And the environment couldn't be any more comfortable. Trust me, go to My Garage, bring your vehicle into them. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They handle Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, many others. You know, Ramona, they have robotic alignment.
That is cool, isn't it?
I had never seen it before. I don't know where else it exists, but I had never seen it. A human being never touches your vehicle. It is perfect every time. How many times have you gotten alignment? Got your vehicle aligned. You get in your car and you realize the toe's off. It's still pulling to the left. Something like that. Not at My Garage. Go get your vehicle perfectly aligned at My Garage. It's a great way to introduce yourself. Complimentary brake inspection with the mention of my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection. You mention my name. 551 Old Greenville Highway, right in Clemson. 864-633-5800. 864-633-5800. You know, Ramona, the contest picks are all in, and I am stunned by something.
What are you stunned by?
I am stunned.
Asked.
I am stunned by the fact that 13 out of 16 people took the underdog Syracuse against Florida State.
Oh, that's, you can't count on them.
I mean, obviously
it's
not.
It's a close game anyway, though. I mean, the spread is close.
But I still thought the majority of people would pick Florida State, buying into this notion that, you know, Florida State somehow magically going to fix things. 13 people pick Syracuse.
And I think it tells you. Everybody got that one wrong last week, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Everybody picked FSU last week, I think, didn't they?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
No.
Seems to me.
No, not last week.
Went last week. Did they lose last week, too? Did Florida State lose last week?
No, they played Samford. They were not part of this last week. It was week one.
Okay.
It was week one.
That's right.
But they are a train wreck, and we'll see how it plays out. Maybe the people who picked Florida State read that bogus two-year-old injury report.
What if that happened?
We'll see how it plays out. And then Boise State, Oklahoma State. Wow. Four people on our side took Oklahoma State. And on the bad guys, five Oklahoma States.
The bad guys.
Yeah, nine people picked Oklahoma State. Oof. Good luck to them. Good luck to them, because that's not happening. That's just not happening. Boise State's better than Oklahoma State, and they will go into Stillwater and kick their A.
Before you go on, I'd like to read a text off the Herald Star text line.
Yeah, go ahead.
It says, Walt, Priority One came over last night. Very impressed with them. On time, great service, and will make all the changes I need before I leave town. Awesome.
How about that? See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly. Thank you very much,
Dexter. That on-time thing is hugely important to me.
Trust me when I tell you this. You know, when they come out, you just know instantly. They're just, you can just tell when somebody knows what they're doing. They're dressed professionally. They sound it. They look it. They act it. And in 10 words out of your mouth, how long does it take you to know whether somebody knows what they're doing or not? You know what I mean? It's like 10 words and you'll know instantly. All 16 people took Ohio State against TCU. You know what generally happens when all 16 take one?
All of us are wrong.
That's right.
Oh, no, I don't want that. Well, if all of us are wrong,
it doesn't matter as much.
It won't mess with my average.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that all 16 took them. I know that they're a 13-point favorite. Still surprised. Yeah, Texas says Duke had a big win over Northwestern Saturday, but lost two key players. Yeah, you lose an all-league cornerback and Deanna Jones, your starting corner. How do you think the rest of the season looks having lost Jones? Well, I mean, it's a big loss. I think both Duke and Georgia Tech have been compromised now by injuries. And how they rebound remains to be seen. It's tough when you lose a starting quarterback. I don't care. I mean, Deanna Jones was maybe just starting to figure some things out. Those are big injuries, no question about that. And he adds they also lose their shutdown corner, Gilbert, and do they still make a bowl game? I think so, but it's hard to say. You know, that defense was really the strength of the team, and those two injuries are just significant. Look, there aren't many teams that can afford injuries. You know, the only teams that can are the Clemsons and the Alabamas and the Ohio States of the world. Other than that, you know, the rest of the country's in the same situation. You can't afford injury. We'll find out what happens with Georgia Tech in that regard with Kervonte Benson. I mean, Benson's a big loss. But they have B-back talent and depth, and they're going to need those guys to step up. You know, it truly is next man up, but you get to a point where you don't have enough next men to step up, you know, and so Georgia Tech and Duke both have their work cut out for them. I still think that they're both pretty good teams. I still think Georgia Tech's going to win that division, and I still think Duke is going to be a factor, but, you know, I want to see them with the new quarterback. Phantom Gator, I'll get to you in a minute. Washington and Utah, I'm a little surprised at this, too. 14 out of 16 took Washington.
What did you take again?
14 out of 16.
You took Washington also?
I did, but I'm not comfortable with it. I think Utah is absolutely capable of winning that game. And I hate going against Kyle Whittingham at home. I hate it, and I may regret it. The only people who took Utah were Kwok and Matt Connolly. And, look, it wouldn't shock me if they wound up being right, because I don't love Washington as a road team. Offensively, there were multiple times last year they went on the road. They looked terrible. And Whittingham is just such a defensive genius, and he has some weapons. And I'll tell you something else. Utah may have the best combination of punter-kicker in America. So if it comes down to field position, as it often does, if it's a close game, I almost feel bad about that pick. I'm not at all comfortable with that. Fresno State and UCLA, we have two UCLAers on our side. We have 5 UCLAers on the bad guy side. I'm guessing that we pick up some ground there. I don't see Fresno.
We need to beat those people.
I don't see Fresno. I don't see Fresno State losing to UCLA. I just don't. I think UCLA doesn't know who they are, and Fresno State does know who they are, and I just think they're better. I think UCLA is probably overall has better athletes, but I don't think they know who they are as a football team. Let me get Phantom Gator in here. We'll get back to this. Phantom Gator, speaking of...
Hey, Walt, how's it going?
Good. Speaking of somebody who doesn't know who they are as a football team.
Yeah, I tell you. Let me ask you this. I got a couple questions for you before I get to that.
Yeah.
Is there some, I mean, I may have missed this, I probably did because I didn't pay much attention in the offseason, but is there some kind of new rule where if you fair catch a kickoff in the field of play, you can fair catch it and take it at the 25?
Yep.
I thought I saw that the other day. That's ridiculous. You know what, man, I got to say this before I get on, but the kickoff used to be one of the most exciting parts of football, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And then they moved it up to the 35 and they're kicking it out of the end zone all the time, and I used to love the kickoff return, man. It was exciting seeing guys go down there and crack heads. But I guess they want to sissy it up.
It's the crackheads part there, Gator, that they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
I know it. Well, why don't they just give them the ball on the 25 then, just eliminate the thing? You know?
Hey, by the way, the game's on above me. I said, I finally have football. I'm not even paying attention. I saw a text come up that said, Walt, A.J. Dillon has already scored on a 45-yard run. Yeah, he has. A.J. Dillon, there you go, 45-yard run.
How about that?
BCL.
Well, how about that? Okay, let me ask you this. This is another question. Have you ever seen, during an intentional walk in the major leagues, Have you ever seen a pitcher airmail a pitch or throw it wide of the catcher and get to the backstop?
Sure.
Yeah, me too. Plenty of times.
Yeah.
I can't stand this new thing where they just automatically give it to them and they go on down to first.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a pitcher just choke and throw it into the dirt and everything else. I think that's ridiculous.
Yep.
What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you're old school. Did you have to wind up the phone to call me?
What? Doesn't sound that bad. Should I try to call you back?
No, we're good. No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, it's a terrible phone, but
no, it's fine.
It's what I can afford. Okay.
He's insinuating that you're old. Yeah,
that's because you spend all your money on vehicles.
Yeah, I'm not spending all my money betting on the Gators. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
A good thing.
Well, you bet against him.
Yeah,
you bet against him. You buy all the vehicles you want.
Speed up the game. Stop these guys with the gloves adjustment every time.
Yeah.
All right, I got to get down to it. Question is, who do you think messed up Florida more, Muschamp or McIlwain?
Hmm.
Ooh.
It's close. I think they both did in their own unique way. I think neither one of them ever brought offense to Florida. And so I think that was a problem. You know, and the other problem was, look, guys got out of that program. You know, if you could go back and put all the guys who left that program back into it, I mean, starting with Cam Newton, Jacoby Brissett, Will Greer, if I just give you those three guys back, the whole history of Florida football the last 6-7 years is totally different.
Isn't Brissett, though, isn't he the only one that didn't leave under some kind of iffy situation,
yes,
like
yes,
Cam Newton thing with the laptop and Greer with the doping or whatever it was?
Yep, exactly.
Let me ask you this, too. Did you think McIlwain was going to be a good hire when they hired him?
I think I was okay with that hire. I don't think I, embraced it, but I think I thought it was an okay hire.
Yeah, he turned out to be a complete 100% bust.
Yeah.
His attitude was just ridiculous. He didn't have no, you know, they'd come run off the field after doing something stupid, and he'd just, oh, way to go, and he'd just look up at the clock, you know, whoa, wasn't this great?
But, plus he had that unusual attraction to sea animals.
I don't know what it was. He was just, I don't know, he just, no fire or something, but anyway,
Shark
the game,
boy.
The Kentucky game.
Yeah,
I can tell you right now that, as far as I'm concerned, that's been a long time coming.
By the way, a Gator fan wrote me and said, "Gator Rick, hands down, McIlwain worse."
What? McIlwain was worse?
Yeah, Gator fan wrote that.
Yeah, I believe that.
Well, the offense actually got worse under him.
Yeah, I think it did too. You know, they actually both killed some streak. Muschamp, we had a streak from since 1979 to have a losing season. Muschamp took care of that. Since 1979 to qualify for a bowl game every year, Muschamp took care of that. He took care of a few streaks. It was just terrible that last season.
Well, by the way, one of the texters says that, but at least he recruited, and McIlwain didn't recruit at all. And there may be that. You know, here's the thing.
So did Ron Zook.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look, for me, it was just an unfortunate situation. Like, I think Muschamp, I mean, if you could get Muschamp back right now, I think you'd be better off. I mean, I think if you could get this Muschamp back, I think you'd be better off.
Yeah, it's a shame he didn't go to another school for a little while and get some experience before getting thrown into the game. I mean, you still think the Florida program, that's still got to be an elite job for somebody to come in there and do something with it, for gosh sakes. It's been a while, and we act like we ain't never done anything. But I wanted to say this, though. I think by the end of this year, you're going to find out you might be wrong about the Gators finishing fifth.
What, sixth?
You might be wrong about that, because
sixth?
They're still sixth and seventh hanging out in there. You know what I mean?
Right. That's right.
And they just lost to one of the teams I bet you had finishing below them.
No, actually, I had Kentucky ahead of you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good pick.
How about that?
Kentucky is actually a better team. I'm just going to give – I just think maybe Mullins can turn it around. Maybe we can do something. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's
thank you,
like
Gator.
Wait and see thing, so.
I
just want to say one more thing. I remember – that before this past time, the last time Kentucky beat Florida, I remember I was like it was yesterday. I was listening to the game on the radio because they were on probation. And Kerwin Bell hit. They needed a touchdown to win it. Kerwin Bell hit Ricky Natil with about a minute 30 to go, and it was a driving rain.
What was the number?
He was running across the field. Go score a touchdown. He dropped the ball.
What was the number one?
He got the ball, and they won the game.
What was the number one movie that year? Gone with the Wind?
Oh, no. It was, yeah, it seemed like it, don't it? It sure seems like it.
Gator.
It was really an odd feeling
after
that game. I just remember sitting there after this past Saturday,
Ella.
Sitting there, man, that is so weird.
Ella, I have to go.
All right, see you
later. Appreciate the call, as always. Let me tell you about your South Carolina driver's license and real ID. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic, commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today. Avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of my address. That's all you need. You get in and out, and you can beat the lines. You can stay ahead of the game. Look, starting in 2020, you're not going to be able to board a plane to fly domestically without a passport or your real ID. Don't get caught up in the crowds. Go do it now. Get it done. Quick break. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
Let's go!
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
Wait, you did not get a couple of quotes?
Should I? Did you get a couple of quotes?
Yes, replacing a garage door is a big deal.
At Built Right Garage Doors, we believe garage doors should demonstrate both durability and class. RCHI Accents Wood Tones garage doors are meticulously designed and manufactured using full-color digital imaging and insulated steel.
I'm calling Built Right.
Built Right 232-DOOR.
Built Right Garage Doors. Call 232-DOOR.
Let us bring your new Honda directly to you. Hendrick Honda Easley now offers direct on-site demos of your new Honda. Don't want to deal with traffic? Hendrick Honda Easley will bring your new Honda to your work, home, or church. Call today to schedule your personal on-site car buying experience from Hendrick Honda Easley. Call 864-855-1234 or visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Again, ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com. Experience a world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easley.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Hey, sports fans. Football season is here, and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports action website that offers real Vegas odds on football, baseball, and all your favorite sporting events. You can take side, the total, or player props. MyBookie lets you play online and win big. Did the game kick off already? Don't sweat it. MyBookie has in-game live action on all major sporting events. Go to MyBookie to open an account and start winning. Use promo code CHAMPION when you sign up to be entered into their $1 million prize pool. Get into the action and visit MyBookie today. Call 844-866-2387. MyBookie. Call 844-866-2387. Or visit MyBookie and sign up today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
It certainly doesn't have the ethical content that I think it should have.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Thursday's ZZ Top. You know, I'll be at George Cullen Ford tomorrow with Papa John's pizza and drinks stuffs for you and football talk. So come see me at George Cullen Ford tomorrow. You know, Ramona, I'm craving the Thomas barbecue right now.
I could say that.
Tell the people the truth. Tell the people the truth. Did I not tell you that? Did I or did I not tell you that like during about three straight breaks?
Yes, you did.
Brock and Beth bought Tom's from the original owner. Catering, tailgating, parties. They do it all. It's Tom's Barbecue. Trust me, they will hook you up. You just call them. Make sure you get your order in by Thursday before the game. They can customize any order. They're the home for the Cheerwine National Champion sauce. That's Tom's Barbecue. You know, I know that sauce sounds good to you because who wouldn't think that Cheerwine National Champion sauce sounds good? But when you taste it, you just have no idea. They smoke their wings, have it down to an absolute science. They smoke them for 2 hours, then they fry them for 60 seconds. You get the best of both worlds. They can toss them in any of the sauces, fresh sides and desserts, including the now legendary banana pudding. Open Monday to Saturday, 10:30. They cater anytime. Corner of Garlington and Woodruff, right behind Lowe's. 864-288-2652. Tell them I sent you. 864-288-2652. And you will thank me later.
How's the Boston game up there?
Boston College is winning 7-0.
Did I pick Boston College?
You picked Boston College.
I think I picked Boston College.
Yes, you did.
So I'm doing good, huh?
You are doing good.
My goal, you know what my goal is?
What?
My goal is just now to beat Kwok. How do you like that? My goal. Kwok, if you're in your car, my goal is to beat you.
Well, he has Wake, so, you know, right now.
Oh, he does. Yeah. So there's a chance. Yeah, if he didn't have Boston College, that's one game.
Yeah, that'd be one game. It's very early, and Wake just picked up a first down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Wake playing.
I'm going to tell you, I'm tired of being invested in these games.
Yeah. In fact, okay. Wake just picked up, came really close to picking up another first down. So Wake playing at warp speed right now, going as fast as you can possibly go. So we'll see how that plays out. You know, a couple things. I want to go back to the you pick 'em thing for a minute and just finish up looking at that. On the Southern California Texas game.
Can I just say before you go on, I was amiss. The You Pick 'em contest is sponsored by Carolina Alliance Bank.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. You
can't forget those folks.
The good people at Carolina Alliance Bank, exactly. Boston College just missed a would-be tackle
no!
for loss. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting great. I want to win them all
this
now.
This is just great to have football on while the show is on. We never get this. Yeah, BC had a chance for about a five-yard loss to drop Hartman for about a five-yard loss and missed the play in the backfield. And there's a swing pass that's incomplete. So Wake facing a 3rd and 7 from around their own 30-yard line. On the You Pick'em contest in the Texas-Southern California game, this is a very curious divide. Team WCCP seven of eight people picked Texas. Only Zach picked Southern Cal.
Oh, I know I didn't pick them.
Media team, five of the eight picked Southern Cal. You know what that means, don't you? We're going to be picking up a lot of games right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I just don't. You know what? I shouldn't say that because really, as I indicated, I hate both those teams. I think both those teams stink. I think they're both headed for real long years, and I don't like either one of them. So, you know, I was compelled to pick somebody. I picked Texas because I just felt I had no choice. It was a home game, so I went with Texas. Will from Greenville says he's recording that BC game so to watch when he gets home. So please, no more updates. Sorry, Will. Sorry, Will.
Well, you know, it's probably not going to work out for you because Walt can't help himself.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Plus, you know, other people want to know. Unless they recorded it too.
More people want to know than poor guy that recorded it.
Yeah, it's the greater good. And then the last game, the game where you picked the score, 15 out of 16 people picked Auburn. There's one lone LSU person, and that is, who is that? That's Marcel. You know, here's the thing. The one thing I will say about that game is LSU has a pretty strong history in recent years against Auburn. And then there's this. The one area of concern for Auburn is that offensive line, and that's why LSU beat Miami. LSU beat Miami because of the weakness of the Miami offensive line. And that may be an area that they can exploit in this game. I think the problem that LSU will face is that they're not dynamic enough offensively to move the ball with any consistency against a really good Auburn defense. So I think that's... Clemson Brad says, Walt, what's the score update? Asking for Will.
That's
I love the text line more and more every day. The text lines, have you noticed?
They're edgy.
They're becoming more like me every day.
I don't know if I want a bunch of news running around.
What score did you pick, Ramona, for the Auburn?
27-14 Auburn.
Oh, I like it. You know, in fact, I picked 27-17, and truth be told, I think I like yours better.
All right.
Because I don't think there are going to be that many points scored in that game.
You don't?
No.
Well, the spread thing, it was 44.
Texas says Southern Cal has bigger upside with freshman quarterback and wide receivers. They do. No question they have a bigger upside. The question is, can those guys go on the road and win? And I don't know that Daniels is ready for that yet. I think Daniels is the next Sam Darnold at USC. I think he's going to be great. I don't know that he's ready for it as yet. I don't think he is. But we'll see. I mean, that's what we do. You know, I have a, you know, all day long, Ramona, what have we avoided?
What?
The Clemson quarterback situation.
Oh, and you're going to bring it up?
I am. I was
enjoying the serenity.
Yeah. I'm going to bring it up for a different reason. And it was a thought that I had about it and a little bit different. And that was this. If the Clemson quarterbacks are basically freely interchangeable, if you have no concerns over chemistry or flow or any of that stuff, so much so that, you know, you substitute them freely and consistently, then maybe they should be switched within a series. You know, people talk about the play calling. Well, people talk about the play calling and suggest that, you know, the play calling didn't put Trevor Lawrence in his best situation. Well, then maybe what you do is you change the quarterbacks within a series. I mean, and the reason for it would be, you know, Trevor Lawrence was not capable of picking up that third and one. But Kelly Bryant would be. Now, some of you will instantly say, but you're going to telegraph things. Well, no, not really, because Kelly Bryant's already proven he's more than capable of throwing the ball. So I guess what I'm asking is, if you put Trevor Lawrence out there and you wind up in a third and one, why not bring Kelly Bryant in for the third and one? Uh-oh. Wake Forest may have just broken a punt return.
You jinxed me. Don't talk about
it. Oh, that's
anymore.
Late hit.
I'm recording it. Don't talk about
that's
it.
That's 5 yards out of bounds. That hit came 5 yards out of bounds. Did they call that? Greg Dorsch with the punt return, and I think they did call it. So Wake Forest back in business. Wake Forest is going to have a first down around the BC 15-yard line because they're going to add 15 yards to that. Oh, no, they're not. They're calling it back for holding. And they didn't call the late hit out of bounds?
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
No, it's a great idea. No, it's an absolutely great idea.
That, I don't know.
That hit is like 3-4 yards out of bounds. That's the definition of a late, and he obliterated them. It wasn't like, you know, sometimes you get these hits that out of bounds.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear how he's getting?
Well, hey, listen, look, I'm rooting for BC, but sometimes you get these hits out of bounds that are like, you know, touchy-feely and should never be called. I mean, dude obliterated him. No call. They brought it back. Wake Forest got a raw deal on that little exchange, I'll tell you that. Texas says, because you just feed Etienne one third and one. Yeah, you can do that too, and you should. So there's that. And we'll talk more about that on the other side, because I'm not done with this point. Before we go to break, though, let me tell you about my friends at Lakeside Lodge. Listen, you're running out of time. Lakeside Lodge Clemson's the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a unique concept. Blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, the ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. The resort will include a lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking paths, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities. There's even going to be a small-scale football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating. It's all that and a bag of chips, and you are running out of time to take advantage of it. Do so today. You'll thank me later.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Clemson Tigers Network.
It's family weekend at Death Valley as your Clemson Tigers hit the field. The Georgia Southern Eagles are coming to town, and we'll be sure to show them a good time. Catch every minute, starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch all the action, starting with the Tiger Pregame Show right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Come to Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday and celebrate the opening of their new location on U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Enjoy free burgers, hot dogs, chips, and more. A bounce house and snow cones for the kids, so bring the family. There will also be free hats, shirts, raffles, and other giveaways at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 6713 U.S. Highway 29 North in Pelzer. Get in on all the fun at Lion Metal Roofing this Saturday. See you there.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
You probably drove right by ACD Sports in Easley while traveling 123 to and from home games. The ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop has relocated to the Hamrick Shopping Center in a larger, beautiful store dedicated to Clemson fans, parents, alumni, and local high schools. ACD Sports offers a unique variety of Clemson items with the best selection of ladies' wear in the area. New items arrive weekly, so check the store regularly. Look for the ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop signs on 123. Y'all in? Go Tigers!
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.